And let's go to Fred in Michigan, and he has a question about some calcium deposits he might have seen. Are you there, Fred?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing? How old a man are you?
I'm 47. I'm 6'2 and a half, and I weigh 214.
Okay. And, so you're not really overweight.
I am not overweight.
Good. Okay.
And I've been on your products for a couple years now, and I've had a lot of really good success, so I just want to thank you with those.
Thank you very much.
I take a lot of your standard players, and I've been doing really well. I think your products have helped me change my life, that and changing my diet. I've done a lot of good things recently. But I was talking with a coworker who was telling me about calcium heart screening, and I took a calcium heart screening 10 weeks ago, and I was quite surprised on the results. They weren't bad, but I had a 13 on my circumflex and a 43 on my rear, one of my rear arteries.
Yep.
And I work out like five times a week, and I was quite surprised at these results. So I saw Dr. Kuzno, and he had me on a, for the last 10 weeks, I've been on four teaspoons of Heart Nano.
Oh, good choice.
2 teaspoons of liver,
mm-hmm.
a teaspoon and a half of cocuquinol.
Good.
And he had me on some artichoke stuff.
Okay.
Well, so I'm a couple questions. I'm just wondering where how I got this. I mean, you know what?
Well,
what,
he should have explained that the cooked food. See, the bacterial contaminants in the food contain bugs, all kinds of bugs, and normally, if we have adequate HCL, we kill them. But you can see, as we relentlessly continue to eat highly cooked food, that we wear out our capacity to produce the HCL necessary to clean up our food. So sooner or later, like Russian roulette, we get nailed. And most important thing that you can do, along with the recommendations of Dr. Kuzino, is to be sure that you do not eat cooked food without digestive support. You're right in that no man's land age, 47, see, somewhere between 40 and 50, and many people in their mid-30s, they begin seeing off and on these digestive symptoms. And so sooner or later, a meal gets by that's a real problem. Okay? So just doing what he says without taking the digestion, you know, you may find yourself right back with the same problem again and again. So I think that's really the most common etiology, at least that's what's being proposed in the literature, okay?
Yeah, I should be okay there because I'm a very wise man said he doesn't eat food without the HCL kit.
That's it. I don't eat cooked food without it. And if I go someplace, nobody dies from missing one meal. I can make it.
Yep. I take the HCL as well. I don't eat without it. So that's, I should be good there.
Yep. So,
and he tested me for a nanobacteria and he didn't see any. Now, Dr. Brisley, I've seen her when she was still in Michigan, and she tested me about, 14, 16 months ago, and I did have the nanobacteria, and I took the Heart Nano for 4 months there. So,
well, you know, the problem is that sometimes this will become, it'll become so hard that you can't detect it, so small an amount. But, you know, I still think that actually taking extra HCL, to help decalcify the body is a good idea. And even though you may clean house and the doctor may give you a clean bill of health, there still can be little spots that on a gross scale are very hard to detect. You might ask Dr. Kuzino to do some therapy localization testing to make sure that, that there is nothing at all left. That's another wonderful little thing that can be done. Okay?
Okay. Now, let me just ask you one more thing, and that should I really cut my coral back. I didn't know if there was any correlation between the coral I was taking and this.
Oh.
Cut it way back, and now my knees are aching.
Oh, no. You've made a classic tactical and strategic error, and let me explain why. See, calcification in the body, like, say, in your toe or in your neck or in your arteries, this is usually the result when the intake of minerals is low, then the body must mobilize your soft tissue calcium reserve, monoorthocalcium phosphate. If there isn't any, and most Americans don't have any because our food is so devoid of minerals, now what happens is you must decompose bone. And that'll buffer your blood just fine. But at 5 or 6 in the morning, when the body's done with it, it cannot be excreted fast enough. You can't get it out of the kidney. So the body goes, uh-oh, what do I do with this junk? Well, let's see, I'll put it in your neck. I'll put it in your eye. I'll put it in your foot. I'll put it in your head. I'll put it in your artery. I got to put it somewhere. So the reason this process begins is can be threefold. One, it can be deficiency. Two, it can be an injury or trauma if it's a localized site. Three, it can be the activity of some bug somewhere. Okay? All of these, so when you lay off the minerals and the body desperately needs the minerals, then you're going to start seeing, it's going to let you know.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good call, though. Good questions. I think a lot of the listeners will probably have the same questions, but I think you're in good hands, buddy. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Take care. Bye now.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye.